Have I seen them?
They're a prescription.
They're prescription medication.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know that. Oh, maybe that's why they keep them under the big lock and key at CVS. And
bless you. Oh, I'm
you okay?
You know what? Mike's allergic to death.
I'll sit over here. Oh, boy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Quitting time, yeah.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, great. Yeah, I love Buzz. I hope he is well. But I'm hopeful that, Buzz, in the worst case scenario, you will bequeath to me your marijuana.
Ah, there they are, circling vultures.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Yeah, Buzz?
Yes.
Listen, I just want to put your mind at ease. My late father had the exact same symptoms right before he died.
My late father. Thank you. Thank you. And I'll rest in peace. That's two guys who died from this, whatever
God.
It is.
Wow. Well, they just want to rest. Put your mind at ease.
Yeah.
My late father.
Yeah. You know what? Buzz, you're being a trooper, and I don't think it bothers you as much. If people are talking to me like that, it would wig me out.
Hello,
I know,
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Mike was halfway home.
Yes.
Yes.
Forget it.
Thank you.
Halfway home.
It's a good bit. Oh, you got to remind me to talk about Joe's email that I got today, too.
Oh, yeah?
Drunken email?
No, not drunk at all.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, can you move Buzz's mic closer so we can hear him explode?
Do you get out of here? Buzz, how you feeling?
Mike, my belly.
Really, how are you?
Give us a number.
I'm okay. Five. I'd say five right
good.
Now.
Going back down.
It drifts.
Okay,
it drifts.
We'll watch you.
Yeah.
We'll watch you during the rest of the show.
I'll make number cards to hold up.
Dave Chappelle, if it gets above a six,
yeah.
Just go.
I'll only number up to six.
Just, you know, what do you think a number is that if he gets a solid, regular pain, that he thinks going to be like his colon exploding again?
But if it comes and it goes like that, that's not that same kind of thing.
The colon thing is usually
that's pretty damn steady.
That's Dave.
It's more about the cartridges, I think. Frank, Don and Mike show. Hello.
That guy is 100% correct. My doctor gave me those cartridges. He said they will upset your intestinal tract.
I haven't had that much contact with it today, honestly.
But if you've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah. Disregard that
all.
Half of it.
Swollen colon with you. I want to play this one for a good friend of mine who's got a binky. Song of Smoke on the Water. Maybe you're out on a walk. It's a beautiful day. You want to go strolling with Swollen Coleman. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Antonio.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
It sounds a lot like the symptoms I had when I had a hernia right near my belly button.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
No, I've had abdominal hernias before. And like so many other things, that's not what this is. All right. Well, thanks.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'd recognize the protrusion.
Hello.
Buzz.
Yes.
I'm a doctor. I specialize in the bad place. It's clear to me that you're suffering from farfalotis of the blowhole.
All right, everybody.
All right. Leave the man in peace.
Buzz is okay.
Yeah.
Let's think about Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've read this or not. If you haven't heard this.
It's pretty disturbing.
It's too great. The Dave Chappelle, you know, the story was first that he was having trouble coming up with ideas for the new season of The Chappelle Show.
Signed a $50 million deal?
Yep. 2 years, 3 years, $50 million. He's in South Africa right now. And he's undergoing treatment at a rubber room, at a loony bin, at a psychiatric facility.
Yeah, turned himself into a psychiatric facility in South Africa for an undisclosed illness.
Wow. After doing all kinds of blogging and web surfing today, you are the top three. I mean, this is not a joke. Here are the three things that people are saying. First, he's got drug addiction.
Yep.
Second would be a writer's block, a nervous breakdown. Mm-hmm. And the third would be just the fact he's pissed at Comedy Central and wants to get out of the deal.
No way.
Those are just the three that are
being thrown
out there.
I say it's number two, nervous breakdown.
I say with Buzz it's number two as well.
I wish.
And I don't mean nervous breakdown. I mean, I think it's a...
Do you think it's a drug thing?
A number two problem. No, I think he ran out of ideas.
And he just wigged out. Yeah.
I think so. I think so. Happens to me every day about this time.
That's a lot of pressure.
Every day about this time, I go, okay, out of material. Hour and a half to go.
What do we do?
But I can't go all the way to South Africa.
No, it's too far.
I can go to Reston. I can go to Waldorf.
Right. Yeah.
Can't go there.
Oh, man.
Okay, Buzz. Yeah. Hold on. I've got so much to tell you, and we have pictures on our website that you should look at. Buzz, no matter how bad you feel today,
yes.
Mike, I know this will make you feel better, too.
Okay.
Kathy Griffin may go blind in one eye.
Yeah, I saw that last night.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Kathy Griffin, who we all think is just the most annoying.
Oh, she is the supremely annoying woman.
Pretty. She had laser eye surgery,
yeah.
And she went back twice.
Yeah.
And then she went back three times. And even though it's supposed to be this LASIK surgery is very safe, we've all had it.
Right.
When you go back three, four times,
yeah.
Your risk of having something bad increases.
Ooh.
Doctors say what she has is a rare condition that occurs in less than 1%.
It's the healing. It's the way she heals from the surgery.
What they do is they cut your corneas,
right,
when they do the LASIK eye surgery,
mm-hmm.
And they lift them up, and I guess the cells get under the corneas.
I saw it last night. They showed a picture of it, and the only thing I can equate it with is like a scar tissue.
Right.
Is this a blind joke?
No, one eye.
One eye, yes.
This is the one-eyed joke.
All right, everybody.
Here she is.
Gather around. The Candyman is here.
What's Kathy Griffin.
Sweet chocolate.
Sammy Davis Jr.
What does Kathy Griffin talk like, Sammy? How you doing, Kathy?
I just don't feel that I can continue. I'm experiencing blindness. In one eye, yeah, man.
Hey, Kathy,
peace,
this is
love and forgiveness.
How's Altavis?
My wife, Altavis. Altavis, could you get me another glass of water, please?
Altavis,
my wife, Altavis. We're going to have a great time. Lucille Ball's coming over, and we're going to watch Deep Throat.
Kathy Griffin.
Big, big fun. Oh, yes. Hi there, Kathy Griffin.
Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike. This is the Don and Mike Show.
You okay, Buzz?
Good. I'm good.
Good.
You have color in your face again.
Yeah,
what's four, the number?
I think down to a four.
Four?
Okay, good.
A vacay every day in the month of May. Pack your bag from Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show.
There's sounded like a fart.
That wasn't me.
And what is it now?
Four still.
Okay.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two f***ing balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 f***ing grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show. A couple of biggins, Don and Mike.
And listen, girls. Giles. We're going to do the Highway Love Connection before the end of the show today, which means like in the next 20 minutes. And it's a great double prize that we're giving away. This is a contest, this time mainly for people in the D.C. area,
mm-hmm.
D.C. and Baltimore, because it's a double prize in the Highway Love Connection. Tickets to Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Semifinals, Wizards and the Heat. It'll be on ABC Saturday night at 8, 7 Central. Thank you to ABC for the NBA playoff tickets. And
wow, that's a prize in and of itself.
And a free vacation to Las Vegas, trip to Las Vegas from Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show. Fly I and get your happy bag, game tag to D.
Wonderful.
FlyEye.com. So, girls, you know what to do. You call now, and you get your car off on the side of the road
mm-hmm.
in a parking lot somewhere, and you wait for guys to show up. You call us up. We put you on the air with your location.
Yeah, we give you 60 seconds to sell yourself. Not literally, but to sell yourself.
True. And sell yourself.
Talk about yourself and give your location and where you are. And then mm-hmm. if you get a...
Mike had it right. Sell yourself.
Wonderful dream date that shows up. You're off to the Wizards game.
The deal is that you got to go to the Wizards game mm-hmm. with the doofus that shows up for
right.
the Highway Love Connection. The trip to Las Vegas, you can keep and go on your own.
Absolutely.
And you can't know the guy.
And it's a package deal, yes.
Right.
And everybody has the crap detector out.
That's right.
And I think... You know, I guess we can play it. We got enough Independence Air tickets. We can play it around the country. Any girls from the Washington, Baltimore area
mm-hmm.
will be playing for both the NBA playoff tickets for the Game 4, which could be the final game of the series, and the Las Vegas. And we got a Las Vegas trip we can give away with everybody else as well.
Absolutely.
So, girls, what you want to do is get your car in a spot now
mm-hmm.
where you can be spotted by other people. You can see what's going on. somewhere right off a major artery, a shopping center, a grocery store, something like that.
Right.
And call 877-365-3636 for the Highway Love Connection. And girls, please, in the cars.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting for the guys to show up.
Yes.
If you go to our website, DonnaMikeWebsite.com, we have, thank you, Rob, we have pictures today. The pictures today, are, one of them is of Lindsay Lohan.
Mm-hmm.
She has never been a big girl,
mm-hmm.
but Lindsay Lohan used to have some meat on her bones.
Yes.
I mean, and I'm not just talking about her boobs. She used to just be...
She was filled out. She was she wasn't fat. She was just full.
Take a look at these new photos and tell me if she does not look like an Olsen twin. Tell me if she doesn't look like the Olsen twin.
She's gotten skinny.
Is that her in the white?
Yes, it is.
Hey,
yeah.
Why did they do that?
Yeah, you can see that picture at Donna Mike.
I mean, they do that because they're in every magazine in America, and they go bananas, and that just is nasty.
DonnaMikeWebsite.com. And also, the only reason that we have this picture up is...
Mike O'Mara, you're grounded.
Thank you, Alan Thicke from TV.
We had him on the show, and he's married another young piece of ass, Alan Thicke. And here you go, Mike. We got this picture up on the website, too. There's Alan Thicke. And his latest gal pal.
Oh, hey, way to go, Alan Thicke.
Yeah.
Man, Mike O'Mara, you're grounded.
Way to go. Thanks for making me look good.
All right, the people in the back room want to know, yes, that we are accepting the calls now for the Highway Love Connection.
Good.
Because we'll set it up and play it in the next break.
Mm-hmm.
So you girls can go to the spot and be ready when we come back to you.
I know you got a bunch of stuff on your plate, but I want, because we played something that had it in there. Where are you on the upcoming Will Ferrell movie? You mentioned something about it. You said something. Did you see him in his goofy little jumpsuit that they always manage to put him in?
Right. Listen.
So stupid.
Mike,
you're not on board with this one, are you?
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing.
Is he the new Adam Sandler for you?
I swear to God, you finished the thought.
Wow.
Yes, I'm through my Adam Sandler phase.
You know, it's so typical of the unfunny Will Ferrell.
He is funny.
Have to put he's in these
funny.
Suits. They always
Mike,
do that.
He's funny.
He can't.
He's funny.
He couldn't get a laugh if you took away his props. He couldn't get a laugh. What's the stuff they give you in the dentist's office?
You know what this is like?
Nitrous oxide factory.
This is like when people say, hey, you guys couldn't be funny if you don't talk about sex, Mike. Everybody's got some kind of crutch that they use.
You can stand in a room and say
Will
something
Ferrell
and be funny.
Will Ferrell is funny.
I've seen Will Ferrell, like, with the interview. I think it was Barbara Walters where they did the interview.
Oh, come on. Yeah, and people are always hilarious on Barbara Walters.
At least there's a slight attempt. It's just... I don't know.
I can save you $8.50 because HBO is showing Ladybugs, and it's going to be essentially the same movie.
Okay. All of you guys, pound.